some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Welcome to the truth of the matter here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you for another Thursday night show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer praises, prayer requests, and any of those good things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house again with us again tonight with another great message from God's Word. And Sister Ruth, who do we have with us in the house tonight?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels, and aren't you glad they're always with us? And then we have you, George. We have Brother Quick and his wife, and sometimes our others come in there too. Yeah, just little old me and people in 100 countries.
Yep, and also want to send out once again a welcome to Maggie Balfour out in Scotland, as she's been listening to us now, starting to be pretty faithful about it, and she said that she's definitely been hearing us, Brother Quick, so just letting you know that she's there, and I told her via email if she has any requests or whatnot to send them on to us, and we'll be sure that you get those requests. But she said she's been listening and enjoying the shows. So just to let you know. And we'll start off with George tonight. What kind of requests you got for us tonight, George?
Well, we got to pray for our nation and pray for Israel, and we got to pray for our servicemen and the first responders and the fighters. And we got to pray for our leaders that they would, the Lord would touch them and give them a good sound mind to do the things that are right and work together. Amen.
Amen. Okay. And then Sister Ruth, we'll let you take over next.
Well, pray for Emily. She's been having some things going on. It's just more of a personal nature. I got some health issues again. I still went out in the cold and got another one of those funny-looking flu bugs, nose things, whatever it is, my allergies. It could be a lot of things, and we got to pray for people that are going to be on the roads over the weekend. We're going to have a major winter storm, so here we go again. Get the shovels out and the snowblowers. So we just pray for everybody who needs prayer, and the Lord knows who they are.
Amen. And then, of course, for our ministry, the bus, we want to pray for those in nursing homes as well as hospitals, those that work in nursing homes, hospitals. And, of course, like George said, our first responders, those in the military, our police forces, those politicians, definitely. And, of course, our nation as a whole, pray for Brother Quick for soundness of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of speech tonight as he gives us our message. All right, and Brother Quick, if you got anything that you and your wife wish to pass along, and then you could go ahead and pray over these requests and get into your message.
All right, thank you, Brother Ken. We still have a couple of special unspoken requests. The Lord has not answered them yet, but he will be answering them. We're confident of that very much. And we will let you know as soon as we know that the Lord has answered those pleas. And we're just so glad to be back with you again tonight here with the truth of the matter. Is there any other requests that need to come in before I pray? All right. We need to remember to pray for Miss Wanda Scott. I was trying to get in touch with her husband, Pastor Ronnie Scott, earlier today, but didn't get an answer on either one of their telephone lines. And so I'm sure that they're just busy. Brother Ronnie is a real worker, and he's pastoring just a small church, but they're people that love the Lord. And we've been there and preached a couple of times for him. And Brother Ronnie has been very quick to let us know that his people think the world of Miss Quick and me, and we're just always glad for that kind of a report, for sure. All right. I didn't get any response on that way, but that doesn't mean bad news. It just means we just keep right on praying for them until we do hear from them. And we may hear from them yet tonight. You never can tell. Our Father, thank you again for this time together to come before our world of listeners. And we're just so thankful that you've given us this privilege. And Lord, I would plead with you again this night that you would come by and fill me afresh and anew with your Spirit. That's the only way that I can preach the Word of God. I've known that for many years, and it's still true yet this very night. And I don't believe that there will be anything not done according to your sweet will this night. Now, Lord, for those that are listening to us I would plead with you for those that have never trusted Christ. Spirit would be there to convict them of their sin and to teach them that the only way that they can know Christ is first of all to come before you and repent of their sin and then to cry out and ask the Lord Jesus to save them. And you've done that for many, many years for a whole lot of people. And we know that you'll continue to do that again this night. I'm asking you to be with Brother Ken. Thank you for his good, strong voice again tonight and for the bus that they're asking you for in order to be able to get around the blind in their area and take the gospel message to them. And then for Miss Ruth, for her allergies, that you just touch her in a special way tonight, that you just minister unto both of these in a very special way. For Miss Emily, I'm sure that she has an unspoken request yet, and we're just pleading with you, Lord, that you'd minister there according to your sweet and wonderful will. Emily loves you. We don't have a doubt in this world about that. And we know that you know that, and we also know that you know her very need, and you know exactly how to meet that need. And I'm asking that you'd be with Brother George, and thank you, Lord, for his desire for your blessed spirit to be here to get hold of the leaders of the United States of America. We're not just drifting away from you, Lord. We are running full blast away from you. We're needing revival in an earnest way in this nation. And I don't doubt in my own heart but what you'll do that for us. Just help us to understand that we need to be honest with you on a continual basis, and come before you and ask that you would plead with each of us about our sin and help us to understand we've got to know that we can walk a whole lot better and a whole lot stronger with you. And then I'm asking that you'd be with Israel. Israel is a keynote because you promised Abraham many thousands of years ago that you would bless he who blesses them who would curse them. And that is still very true this very day. Your hand of blessing has been upon America because we have been a nation to stand with them and to just undergird for them. And we're getting weak on that. And you know about that. We're just asking that you just, your spirit would just, not too far away from those that are in the White House here in America, that you just minister unto that need accordingly. Thank you for Miss Maggie calling from Scotland and letting Brother Ken know that she hears us good and loud and clear, and we're just very glad for that. And it's always good to hear from those that we have never met, but you know all about them. And so we're just asking that you just minister unto Miss Maggie this night and meet her needs and meet the needs of everyone that's listening this night. Now, Lord, I would plead with you that you would undergird, that you'd help me. All I can plead with you for is just to be your mouthpiece. That's all I can be, is your mouthpiece. And we're needing for you to use us this night according to your sweet and wonderful will. Now just be with us in a special way, and we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 22, if you've got a Bible right handy, Matthew chapter 22, I want to read about three or four verses of Scripture. And then I want to give to each of you that are listening exactly what the Lord has given me to give to you. In Matthew chapter number 22, beginning at verse number 36, there was a man that came to Jesus and listened. Master, he said this to the Lord Jesus, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus could answer this gentleman so vividly, so clearly, and take all of the doubt out of what is the greatest commandment in the law. And he did that. And you know, this was the Lord Jesus speaking. Oh, I've been preaching the Word of God. It'll be 50 years. October the 22nd, and that's getting right close. That doesn't make me an old man, no. It makes me one who's been older, been around for a while, and have learned a good number of things from the Lord. But you see, after all these years, I have come to realize that there's a lot of reasons why I love Jesus. I mean, there's just a whole lot of reasons why I love Jesus. And I want to touch on, maybe six or seven, maybe eight of those tonight. And I hope that you will follow along with me and listen closely to the scripture that I give for each of these points. First off, I love Jesus because I can pray in his name. I know that military is under rule and regulation, pray in Jesus' name. I've heard that many, many times. And George was in the military. George knows the importance of being able to pray in Jesus' name, that's for sure. And I love to pray in Jesus' name because Jesus gave me permission to be able to do that. John 14, John 15, John 16. I want to read a verse out of John 14 and just listen and see what the Lord says to you about this. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, Jesus said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The Lord Jesus given us permission to pray in his name. You don't think so? Well, listen to John chapter 15, verse number 16 of that chapter. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Listen to the rest of this. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Hallelujah. It's getting really, really good. But there's one more. John chapter 16. Listen to this. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing, Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Praise God. I don't think I have to go looking any deeper than that. There's three different verses of scripture. If you got a red letter Bible, each one of those comes to you in red letters because each one of these is the very voice of the Lord Jesus as he's speaking. And Jesus gave us permission three different times to be able to pray in his name. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? There's different men in the military. Some of them have been in the military for a long, long time. I read about one in particular. He's right up there pretty high. But he has been court-martialed now because he continues to pray in Jesus' name. Isn't that amazing? The government cannot stand for their for our own soldiers to pray in Jesus' name. I wonder why that is. Well, I think I know why that is. That is because everything that we pray in Jesus' name, he's going to answer us, amen and amen. And we've got a whole lot of trouble right here in this great nation of ours. Let me tell you how we can handle that. Everybody that knows Christ as their personal Savior tonight, listen to me. This is how we can handle this. We go to the Lord and we plead with him in Jesus' name. And we'll find that God will come by and answer more of our prayer concerning our nation. You see, God's hand is upon America, always has been. I believe it always will be. Amen. But you see, to pray in Jesus' name just puts a whole lot of weight behind those things that we're asking the Lord to do. I love Jesus because I can pray in his name. Well, there's more to that than this. You see, I love Jesus also because I have my sins forgiven by praying in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9 says this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Woo, hallelujah. That is some powerful words, ladies and gentlemen. Let me quote it to you again. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. There's no other hold on that. None at all. That's how we get rid of our sin load right there. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. Oh, he's faithful to do that. Amen. Amen. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. That's something the President of the United States can't do for anybody else. Amen. Amen. God can do it for him, but he's going to have to confess his sin before the Lord. Amen. Just like every senator, every congressman, that's exactly how it gets done. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I love Jesus because I can pray in his name. I love Jesus because I have my sins forgiven. Amen. Well, there's more to all this business than that. You see, I love Jesus because he died to pay my sin debt, and he died to pay every other person's sin debt also. Any person that has been, that's ever lived in this world, every person that's ever lived in this world, Jesus paid your sin debt. Amen. Amen and amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. That's a sin debt that's been paid for every sinner that ever has been and ever shall be. That's a sin debt that's been paid in full. Amen. Been paid in full. Oh, listen to me. I love Jesus because he paid my sin debt in full. He paid your sin debt in full also. Those of you that are listening to me tonight that know that Christ is your Lord and Savior, he paid your sin debt. That's how come you can smile right now. That's the only reason you can smile right now is because Jesus came and paid your sin debt for you. Amen. And amen. Well, you see, there's a whole lot more to why I can love Jesus than just this. Amen. There's a whole lot more. I love Jesus because not only because I can pray in his name, not because I have my sins forgiven, not because he died to pay my sin debt. I love Jesus because I have unspeakable joy because of him. Oh, the Apostle Peter was writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, chapter number 1 of 1 Peter. Listen to these words, verse number 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, listen to this, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. What's unspeakable joy? Exactly that. It's joy that you cannot even begin to explain to anyone else, because it's joy unspeakable. You cannot put God's joy that he put in your heart, you can't put that in any words and have anybody to understand what you're talking about, because all it is joy that just burbles and burbles and burbles over and over and over. It gets even stronger and stronger and deeper and deeper. Amen and amen. That's exactly what we're reading about in 1 Peter. You see, 1 Peter, we're reading about the fact, unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. Oh, listen to me. I love Jesus because of that. I love Jesus because of all of these things that I've mentioned so far. But I'm not done yet. I love Jesus because Jesus believes the Bible. Hello. Hang on now. Jesus believes the Bible. Matthew chapter number 4. Listen to this. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made into bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, verse number 7 gets even better. The tempter had come and tried to tempt the Lord Jesus one more time. Verse number 7, listen to what Jesus says. Jesus said unto him, it is written. Ooh, it is written. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then verse number 10, Jesus gets right down to brass tacks with him. He came the third time and tried to tempt the Lord Jesus. Now the Lord's going to give us the name of the tempter. Listen to this, verse number 10. Listen to it. Verse number 10 says this, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen and amen. I love Jesus because he put the devil in his own place. Amen. I love Jesus because he believes the Bible. All three of these verses of Scripture that I just read to you, Jesus started off like this. It is written. Written where? The Authorized Version. A.D. 1611 King James Bible is a good place to go and start reading the Word of God, because that is the very Word of God that God has given to the English-speaking people today. Amen and amen. Oh, listen. He believes the Bible. I love Jesus because he believes the Bible. Amen. Well, I love Jesus because in home right now, at home right now with the Lord, with the Father, and he's up there, he's doing something for you and for me. Those of us that know Christ as our Lord and Savior, he's doing something for us. Listen to this. Listen to this. John chapter 14, verse number 2. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. Jesus is home preparing a place for us. Amen. We don't know what kind of a place he's preparing for us, and we're not going to be even interested until we cross over, and we'll see exactly what the place was that Jesus prepared for us. Amen. But Jesus is there, and he's preparing a place for us. Hallelujah. I love Jesus because he's home with the Father, but he's busy on my behalf and on your behalf. He's preparing a place for us to come and dwell there forever and forever and forever. Oh, listen. I love Jesus because he first loved me. Let me say that again. I love Jesus because he first loved me. How in the world can I say that? I can say that because that's what the Word of God tells us. We read in 1 John chapter 4, we love him because he first loved us. Don't you think? We can love him because he first loved us. Well, maybe he just didn't know me real good. Hold on. We're talking about the God that has always known everything. We're talking about the God that has always had everything straight. We're talking about that God. That's the God that we're talking about here. We love him because he first loved us. He loved us when we were still his enemies. Hello. Hello. I could read scripture there, but I don't think I need to. The book of Romans, the Apostle Paul said, when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He died for us while we were still sinners. We were still his enemies. And he died for us to pay our sin debt for us. Amen and amen. Ain't that just amazing how God can have his beloved son to love us like that? It just amazes me sometimes. It amazes me beyond recognition. It amazes me beyond anything that I can ever get a hold of. Amen. You see, he first loved me before I loved him. Yeah. I remember those times when I was under conviction of the Spirit of God. I didn't know Jesus Christ to save us, to save me yet. I didn't know that. I just knew that I was getting really, really aggravated over that sin that I was having to carry by myself. Oh, listen to me. But then the preacher got up and preached the Word of God. Uh-huh. That's where I come to terms with God. Amen. 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 You see, I love Jesus because he first loved me. Well, there's more to the story than that. Can you see how it is that I love Jesus because I can pray in his name? Have you followed me tonight to see where I can love Jesus because my sins have been forgiven? Have you been listening to me tonight when I told you how that I love Jesus because Jesus came and paid my sin debt in full? In full. Amen. That's Jesus, what he did for me. I love Jesus because I have unspeakable joy through him. Oh, hallelujah. You can't get unspeakable joy through anything else. Amen. I love Jesus because he believes this Bible that I'm preaching to you from. He believes this Bible. He sure does. I love Jesus because he is preparing a place for me. Oh, he's preparing a place for me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That's what Jesus is doing right now. Amen and amen. Well, you see, Jesus first loved me before I could love him. That's why I love Jesus so much. Because of how he loved me so strong. When I was just about as unlovable as could be. Not with Jesus. He loved me. He paid my sin debt. Well, you see, Jesus is coming back for us one day too. Amen. I think the Apostle Paul, when he wrote this, I believe that he believed that Jesus was coming back in his day. I believe that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, listen to what the Apostle Paul said. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Listen to this, verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Let me read that to you again. These are words penned through the inspiration of the Spirit of God by the Apostle Paul. I want to start over at verse 16 one more time. Listen to this. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, I told you, Paul believed that Jesus was coming back in his day. That's why he said, then we which are alive and remain, he said, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul expected Jesus to come in his day. Well, he didn't come in his day. He hasn't come in my day yet. I'm expecting him to, but I may cross over before he comes. You may cross over before he comes also. You see, that's the reason that you and I have got to live a life where we love the Lord God with all of our hearts, with all of our minds. That's what it is. It's all about loving the Lord God. That's all there is to it. Love him and love him and love him. Because we could be home yet this very night. Hallelujah. I was pastoring down in southern Missouri. I weren't very old. But I'd been having these drawing pains across my chest all afternoon. I was sitting at our dining room table, and I was typing out a message for that following Sunday. Oh, suddenly the pain hit me, and I had a heart attack. At the age of 28 years old, I had my first heart attack. I couldn't tell you how many medical doctors have looked at me. They've looked at my medical record, and they said, you didn't have no heart attack. No, not at that age. You couldn't possibly have had a heart attack. But I laid in the hospital, and they run a heart cath on me, and the doctor came back in the room, and he says, I don't know. And I thought, what's going on here? I'd already been telling him, just let me go back home. He said, I don't know. You got I'm trying to stick my tongue out so my wife can see that word.
I'm trying to think of the word you want.
Oh, no, she's trying to think of the word I want. I had the healthiest heart that he had ever seen by running a heart cath on me. Isn't that amazing? At the age of 28, I had my first heart attack. Oh, yeah. I remember that pain really, really strong. I sure do. I remember that. I didn't know that I was going to. My children came and they hugged my neck that night. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I'll see you in the morning. I'm hoping I can see you in the morning too. And I said, well, you're saved. I'm saved. I'm on my way home and you'll be there soon. I'll see you in the morning. I honestly felt like I was going to die that night. But I woke up the next morning. It was just about daylight. I looked around. I thought, I'm not in a hospital bed. I looked around. My wife laid there beside me. And I says, Lord, you didn't take me home. And I had a spell of joy to come over me. I said, hallelujah. I got a few more years I can preach the word of God. And I've been preaching ever since. Amen. But listen to me. Listen to me. The Apostle Paul believed that Jesus was coming in his day. Let me read these verses one more time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16, 17, and 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, Paul said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, listen to it. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And we've been getting comfort from these words ever since we were able to get a hold of the Word of God. And ever since we first read this, we've been getting comfort for our souls because Jesus hasn't come yet. We know that he's coming. He could be here before midnight gets here, that's for sure. But we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to know for a fact that we're ready to meet him because we could meet him at any second. Amen. Well, I love Jesus because of these things. But then the story doesn't stop there. Let me read verse 2, and then I'll come back and read verse 3 for you. Verse 2, I read to you just a few moments ago. Verse 2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Now listen to verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus is coming back for us. You know, I've come to the conclusion that every promise that Jesus ever made, Jesus keeps. That's all through the Word of God. You read it, and every promise that the Lord Jesus has made, he keeps. He's going to keep this one, too. Amen. Amen. He's going to keep this one, too. You see, he's going to come back for us. But what about you? You that are listening to me tonight, what about you? Do you know positively for sure that Christ is your Lord and your Savior? Do you know positively for sure? Right now, and without you knowing Christ, you're not ever going to hear this. This is just for the family of God. Are you ready for that trump to shout or to blow tonight? Are you ready for the Lord Jesus to come with a shout? Amen. You'll never hear it if you don't know Christ. And if you don't know Christ and those other believers around you suddenly disappear, it'll be too late for you then. It'll be too late for you then because you heard me preach tonight. And you heard the Word of God preached probably more than once. Trump sounds once the rapture takes place. And all of the church has gone home to be with the Lord, it'll be too late for you. Amen. And you don't know that you promised another hour. You don't know that. You don't know that for sure. You don't know that. Oh, can you pinpoint that very time that you fell in love with Jesus? Can you pinpoint that very time that you fell in love with the Lord Jesus yourself? Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you tell expressly when you knew that you were under godly conviction and that you repented of your sin? Can you tell any time specifically when you turned and you trusted Christ to save your soul, you see, if you can't tell that positively for sure, you haven't done it. That's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. You haven't done it. That's all there is to it. I can't say anything more than that because you have not done it. If you've not done what I just said, then you've not done it. You don't know Christ as your personal Savior. That's all there is to it. You don't know him. You don't know him. And if you don't know that right now, if you don't remember that time that you trusted Christ to save your soul, what changed in your heart when you did? What changed in your heart when you trusted Christ? There had to have been something that changed in your heart in order for you to know that you're going to heaven. That's all there is to it. There has to be some change inside for you to know you're going to heaven when you die. Amen. There has to be a change in your heart for you to know that if the rapture were to take place right now, boom, we'd be out of here. You'd be gone with us to be home with the Lord forever and ever and ever. There has to be a change that you know took place. That's the only way that you can know for sure that you're going to heaven. Our Father, I'm asking even now that you just minister unto our hearts, that you just touch those that are under conviction right now, those sinners that have never trusted Christ. I would plead with you, Lord, that you just touch them right now, that you'd help them to understand there's some things that's got to take place before they can know for a fact that they're going to heaven. They have to come and repent of their sin before you. And when they get done repenting of their sin, then they need to trust Christ to save them. That's all there is to it. And before they get done praying that, they'll know that the Spirit of God has moved in. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. The Lord just be with us again this night. For those that have listened to us that do know Christ, I'm just glad that they've listened. I'm glad they've listened to me all the way through. I would plead with you even now that you just minister unto their heart and that you just take care of those burdens that they've been carrying. Help them to bring those burdens to you and leave them there. That's the only thing we can ever do. So just be with us now, and we'll sure enough thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our address is 1122, that's 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. The name Waycross is spelled capital WayCross, just one word, Georgia, 31501. And we're right here in the good old United States of America. And I'm just glad to know that there's others around that are listening to us. And it would just be wonderful for you to just drop a note here and there and just help us to understand so that we'll know exactly how we can be praying for you. Because every one of us needs others praying, that's for sure. That's just how it is. We need others to be praying for us. And we need to be praying for others ourselves. So, Brother Ken, I'm going to turn it over to you, and thank you very much.
All right, Brother Quick, and as we get ready to close here, first we do got Sister Emily with us. She just got back from doing an errand for us today, even though she was not feeling good. You know, in Psalm 15, where it says, "He that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not," well, Emily just lived that out once again. Because even though she was hurting, she kept her word and did what she told us she'd do. So here she is. She wanted to say something.
Hey, Brother Quick.
Hey, sis.
You know what, Brother Quick? For the last, 10, 12 days, or matter of fact, on the first, when I had told you I was hit by that car.
Right.
Since then, I've been in so much pain, and there's people that'll get out here, oh, well, I'm hurting here, I'm hurting there, this and that, and it drives me nuts. Or they'll sit there and, oh, I know what you're going through. And then at that point, you're wanting to do the reach out and touch someone and not the spiritual way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Somebody pulled that at my building today. I was helping a neighbor lady of mine who needed some help to get her laundry downstairs because she had her walker, but she couldn't get her basket down there. I set aside me wanting to lay around today. I heard her out there struggling and said a few choice words, and she knew. She apologized to me for doing that, and I said, oh, honey, I said, that's understandable. You were aggravated. And then she turned around, and I said, what are you trying to do with that, honey? She goes, I'm trying to get that taken down to the laundry room. She goes, my pain in the neck son won't get off his tail to help me out. I said, well, you know what, baby? I said, you stand right there with your walker right next to your basket. I'll be right back. I went in. I got my stroller wagon that my ex-stepdad bought me. Went out there, lifted it up, sat it up in the stroller wagon. I told her, I said, now, let's get it down there. She goes, how'd she say that? You know, most young people wouldn't give two shakes of a horse's behind about us elderly folk. But she says, honey, ever since you've lived here, every time I've needed help, if I've knocked on your door, if you were home and able to help me out, she says, I want to bless you. And I said, huh? Not thinking where she was going with it. Turned around, and the woman handed me a $50 bill today just from all the times that I've helped her. She said, God told me that you need this.
Praise the Lord for helping.
There you go.
And my mother today, I spoke with her, and she asked me to tell you and Sister Quick, hello, she's praying for you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You know what I tell Kenny when he starts getting his coughing fits that he gets, Brother Quick?
What's that?
I tell him, oh, bark, bark.
Oh, well, hey, what do you expect? I'm a wolf, gang. Wolf.
Yeah, honey, you got that with an infection. That's just a cough you got from the infection. So he'll get better soon. He's got his antibiotic in him now.
All right, but who else do we got here at the end of the show, Ruth?
Well, of course, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We got you, George, Lila, Brother Quick, and me. And, of course, now we also have Emily.
Okay, well, we didn't hear from Lila yet, so we'll get her on here and see what she's got.
I do have a couple prayer requests.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Can you pray for everybody here at the facility, everywhere, myself especially, that I get my GED CAP test scheduled for mathematics and language and that I pass that? And also that I get accessible assisted living.
Is that it, Lila?
Yes, it is, Missionary Wolfgang.
All right, George, do you have anything else?
Just there was a wonderful sermon and everything, you know. You know, when we get to heaven, it's going to be so much better than here, you know. They tell me of an odd cloudy day where the storm clouds will never rise, so I'll be glad to be there in heaven when we just have sunshine all the time. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, if that's it, we're going to have Brother Quick give us a closing prayer, and then we'll be out of here.
All right. Let's pray.
And Brother Quick, Emily asked for one last prayer request. She's having one of what she calls her monsters. You know what we're talking about, a headache. So put that on the prayer list too.
All right, we'll do that. Our Father, thank you for this time that you've given for us to be together. And thank you for each of these requests that came in this night. That you'd be with Miss Lila with those things that she brought. And I wasn't able to hear everything real good, but you know all about it, Lord. And so we're just asking that you just minister there according to your sweet and wonderful will. And then Miss Emily, it's good to hear her again. And then she's got a bad headache again this night. We're asking you just go by and just touch her in a special way and help her. And Lord, all of us that know Christ are looking for the day when indeed we will be home with you and be there forever and forever and forever. And we're just so glad that you've taught us through the Word of God that that day is going to happen, and it'll happen very soon. So just be with us now as we leave these grounds. And I'm asking that you just minister unto each one of us in a special way and just prepare our hearts for that which you have for us tomorrow, and help us to be mindful of your presence with us every day, all day long, every night, all day long, all night long. You're there with us, and you know all about what goes wrong with us. You know what's right with us. You know every need that we've got even before we do. And we're just so glad to be able to come and bring the requests of these other ones unto you. And we'll be praying for them this week especially. And just you minister according to your wonderful and sweet will. And we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, everybody. And we'll catch you tomorrow night for AJ and the Squad. 9 p.m. Eastern here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Only here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Sleep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.